經，we have the scripture reading， 係喺出埃及記十五章22-26節。It's in the Exodus chapter 15 verses 22-26。我哋會讀英文先啦，我哋會一齊讀。We'll read the English together first. Then Moses led Israel from the Red Sea, and they went into the desert of Shur. For 3 days they traveled in the desert without finding water. When they came to Morah, they could not drink its water because it was bitter. That is why the place is called Morah. So the people grumbled against Moses,saying, "What are we to drink?" Then Moses cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a piece of wood. He threw it into the water, and the water became fit to drink. There the Lord issued a ruling and instruction for them, and put them to the test. He said, "If you listen carefully to the Lord your God, and do what is right in your eyes,if you pay attention to his commands and keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you." Chapter 15, verses 22-26. 到舒尔旷野去，他们在旷野走了3天，找不着水。后来到了马拉，马拉的水却不能喝，因为水苦，因此那地名叫马拉。人们向摩西发怨言，说：我们喝什么呢？摩西向耶和华呼叫，耶和华就向他指示一棵树，他把树丢进水里，水就变甜了。耶和华在那里为他们立了律例和典章，也在那里试验了他们。耶和华又说：如果你留意听耶和华你神的声音，行他眼中看为正的事，执意听他的诫命，遵守他的一切律例，这样我绝不把加在埃及人身上的一切疾病加在你们身上，因为我是医治你的耶和华。
We are so grateful we have Brother Daniel Yu to share the gospel with us and read God's word and explain God's word to us.
感谢主，因为今日有余永全弟兄来到为我们去证道。
Brother Yu is a graduate from Moody's and he's been serving BC North for quite a number of years. So we are so happy to have him. May the Holy Spirit guide him and so that we all learn this morning.
余弟兄呢喺慕迪學院讀神學啦，同埋亦都喺 CCBC 嗰度係牧歌會嘅。我哋將時間交俾余弟兄。
Brothers and sisters.
我記得我在這裡聚會差不多是1年
左右。 As I recall, I've been worshiping with you here for over years.
也是感謝教會和牧師給我有機會在這裡跟大家分享神的說話。
And I appreciate the congregation and pastor to let me share God's word with you.
講到之前，我想問大家一兩個問題。
I want to ask you a couple of questions before the sermon begins.
即係有幾多個人，或者有邊幾個係曾經係入過醫院
？How many of you have been admitted to a hospital?
急症室或者醫院，whatever reason.
Whatever reason you went to a hospital. or emergency room.
都唔係好多啫喎，好嘢。
Doesn't seem to be that many.
有邊幾個人係曾經係跌斷個手腳
？How many have you have suffered
broken 手指或者手腳
broken bones？
都好少。我曾經跌斷過一隻手。
I have my hand broken before。
有邊幾個人係曾經喺急症室嗰裏邊係黏咗幾針啊？因著係即係。刀傷或者係點樣嘅情況
？And how many of you have stitches in an emergency room？
可能都係喺當中嘅時候，唔係好多人係曾經有咁樣嘅遭遇。
Many of you experience all these pains？
但亦都有好多咧，都喺當中咧，好似係好 professional 咁。
And there are some professional sufferers among you。
曾經有件事咁樣發生過。
This happened once.
在加州一间的精神病院那里
In a mental hospital in California.
住了一个是患了忧郁症的一个妇人
There was a woman there with depression.
这个忧郁症的妇人已经在那里是很久了
And she's in that mental hospital for quite a while.
而这个忧郁症的妇人呢，很多时候自己一個人坐在張長的凳子上。
And this depression sufferer, a lot of times she sat alone by the wall.
她不會跟別人講嘢。
She wouldn't talk to anybody.
亦都唔同自己講嘢。
And she doesn't even talk to herself.
每日就咁樣坐喺度。
She was just sitting there every day.
有人問佢乜嘢咧？佢一問就三不睬。
And whenever people try to ask her a question or talk to her, there was never a response.
有一日有个年轻的医生来到这间医院那里
And one day a young doctor went into this hospital
是新来的
And he was a new doctor in the hospital
他见到这个妇人坐在张长的凳上面的时候他就很奇怪地走去就说 Good morning
So when he saw this woman sitting on a bench he went up to her and said good morning
因为新来他不知道这个妇人是究竟有没有的反应
Because he's new there, he doesn't know anything about that woman.
但这个妇人好像没听到就这样坐在那
里。And the lady seems like she didn't hear him and she just sat there.
这个妇人继续，这个医生继续这样讲，是吧？我是 Dr. Heaven, H-E-V-E-N.
And this doctor introduced himself to her, my name is Dr. Heaven.
我的 schedule, 我就知道我明天我会见你的。
For my schedule, looks like I'm going to be meeting with you tomorrow.
当医生准备离开的时候
When the doctor is about to leave.
突然间，这个妇人侧起身，听到个医生的名，然后问。
When the lady heard the doctor's name, she just all of a sudden stands up.
你可不可以再讲一次你的名？
Can you tell me your name again?
这个医生说我是 Dr. Heaven.
And he said,
H-E-V-E-N.
I'm Dr. Heaven. That's H-E-V-E-N.
啊，喺个时候，呢个妇人唔知点样喺个脑海里边啲细胞 chemical 咁样喺度转嚟转去。
And the chemical in this lady's brain was starting to move.
佢听到一个医生嘅名字，佢话天堂，天堂。
And when she heard his name, she was saying to herself, Heaven, Heaven.
这个名字在这个妇人的脑海里面刺激她的脑细胞。
And it excited her brain cells. Her brain cells.
她想到神。
She thought of God.
她联想到耶稣基督。
And she thought of Jesus Christ.
第二天，这个妇人咁佢就同其他人咁讲一第一次嘅说话。
For the first time, next day, she talked to somebody.
佢今日系神赐俾我特别嘅日子。
This is a special day God has given to me.
就咁讲一句说话。
That's the only thing she said.
第二日。
And the next day.
佢跟住再讲。
And this is what she continued to say.
香港曾经经过邪恶嘅阴谷。但是我不会再怕邪恶了。
I've been to the shadow of darkness in the valley, but I'm no longer held by it.
6日之後，佢再同人講。
After 6 days, she continued to talk to somebody.
我藉著耶穌基督，我能夠做所有嘅事情，因為佢加俾我力量。
And through Jesus, I can do anything because she gave me strength. He gave me strength.
5 weeks 之後，佢離開依一間住咗好多年嘅精神病院。
And after 5 weeks, she left this hospital that she's been there for a long time.
出院之後，喺人生最後嗰14年當中，佢成為南加州一位好出名嘅教師。
And for the next 14 years, she became a famous teacher in Southern California.
今日我同大家係分享依段嘅經文，喺耶和華向以色列人宣告佢自己嘅名字。
I want to share with you this passage.Our God Jehovah announced His name to the Israelites.
在这个的出埃及记15章第26节那
里 In Exodus chapter 15 verse 26
话你若留意听耶和华你神的话，又行我眼中看为正的事，留心听我的诫命，守我一切的律例，我就不将所加与埃及人的疾病加在你身上，因为耶和华我是医治你的。
You have to pay attention to God Jehovah, do the righteous thing in my eyes, listen to my commandments, and I will not bring to you the disease that have brought to talk to the Egyptians.
在圣经当中，一位创造宇宙万物的神将自己启示给人类讲话，我是医治你的神。
And in the Bible, God revealed himself through the Bible saying, I'm the God that created all things.
圣经当中也都强调这位的神在昨日、今日、明日都不改变。
And the Bible emphasizes, no matter if it's today, yesterday or tomorrow, God will never change.
3500年之前，他对摩西、对以色列人讲话，我是医治你的神。
3500 years ago, God said to Moses, I am your healer.
2000年之前，这位神就道成肉身降在世界上面，你要亲手的来医治有需要的人。
In 2000, God became flesh among us to heal the people.
也在今日，也都很多人是去到神的面前，来到求他医治，他也都医治他们。
And God healed those today who came upon him to request for healing.
神的名在这里的来到是启示给我们知道，就说他是我们的医生。
God reveal himself in this passage telling us he is our doctor.
在我们未曾继续下去之前，我们先是低头的来到祈祷。
Let us pray before we continue.
求主帮助我们，是省察我们。
We ask God to us to reflect upon ourselves.
要到我们是来到你面前，让我们更深的明白你的属性。
When you come in front of you, let us understand ourselves and understand your words.
你将你的名字是彰显在我们的心里面。
You reveal your name in our heart.
让我们更深的认识你。
Let us to know you more.
因为你不单只是我们拯救的主。
Not only you are our savior.
你都是关心我们每日日常的生活。
You talk care of our daily lives.
我们感谢你，因为你的恩典、你的怜悯。
We thank you because of your
主开我们的心，继续的来到是听你的说话。
Let us open our hearts to continue to listen to our Lord.
让我们一起在你面前来到是受益处。
Let us grow in front of you.
我奉你的命来祷告。
In your name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
神是很广阔和高深。
God's love is broad and deep.
我们经常唱诗歌说赞美你的名。
We praise his name in our hymns.
究竟神的名是什么？
What is God's name?
神的名有什么特别的意思？
What are the special meanings in God's name?
甚至话讲话神有几多个名字啊。
And sometimes we ask how many names does God have?
但好多好多嘅名字，神我哋归纳到一样嘢就话，神每个名字都代表佢一种或者多种嘅属性。
And we concluded each one of God's names has one or more meaning.
每一个名字都代表神一种或者多种嘅性情。
The characteristics to represent in each of God's names.
在出埃及记，当神系呼召摩西嘅时候。
In Exodus, when God called Moses.
摩西问：你叫咩名啊
？Moses asked, "What is your name?"
我点样称呼你啊？
How do I call you?
神话我是自由永有。
And God said, I am that I am.
咁自由永有是什么意思？
And what does that mean?
这个意思就是神话我是没开始没结尾。
And then, and God meant, I have no beginning and I have, and I'm never even, there was been no ending and never cease.
我是这个世界这个宇宙的创造者。
I created this world and this universe.
这个就是自由荣耀。
And that's what I mean by I am that I am.
而真正意思，真正的名字就是耶和华。
And his real name is Jehovah.
耶和华也都代表就话佢系慈爱信实。
And Jehovah means his kindness and his love.
因为佢同摩西讲话，我纪念我同你嘅列祖阿伯拉罕所立个约。
Because he says to Moses, "Now hang on to the band,
我耶和华来到就是呼召你要带领以色列人出埃及。
Today I come to call upon you to bring Israelites out of Egypt.
神的名自由永有。
God's name is I am that I am.
是创造者。
He is a creator.
是慈爱信实。
He's faithful and he loves us.
在诗篇二十三篇里面就是讲到就说是神是我们的牧者。
And Psalm 23 tells us and the Lord is our shepherd.
他是我们的牧者。
He is our shepherd.
他关顾我们。
He cares for us.
当我们行过死荫的幽谷的时候他看顾我们。
He took care of us when we walk through the valley of darkness.
他领我们去到这个草原地。
He brings us to our pasture.
也都带领我们经过死荫的幽谷。
And he led us through the valley of darkness.
无论我们境况在哪里，他都会看顾我们。
He took care of us no matter what situation we are in.
他是我们的牧者。
He is our shepherd.
而今天，我们要思想到神另一个名字，他所启示我们的，就是他是我们的医生。
And today, God revealed to us, he is our doctor.
这件事就发生在刚才我们所读的经文，在这个出埃及记十五章二十二至二十六节那里。
And it's recorded in the passage that we have just read in Exodus.
当时就发生在以色列人刚刚过了红海。
And it happened just right after the Israelites passed the Red Sea.
过红海的时候，神仍然是带领他们。
When they are passing through the Red Sea, God was still leading them.
圣经讲到话，日间有云柱，夜间有火柱来带领这班以色列人。
The Bible recorded that there was a pillar of fire that led them day and night.
这班以色列人顺从神的带领去到的地方叫做是舒尔的旷野。
The Israelites followed God to a place named Shur.
舒尔的旷野，这个舒尔的意思，如果在原来的文字里面，即希伯来文里面呢，是叫做长。
So in the original Hebrew word means war.
换句话来讲，就神带领他们去到一个地方去碰墙。
It means God led them to a place where there's a wall in front of them.
会去那地方是遇到很多的拦阻。
There are a lot of things that's blocking them.
因为神就在拦阻当中看他们的反应。
In difficulties, God wants to see how they react.
在拦阻当中要试验他们，来到教导他们。
And it's a text to teach them a lesson.
当时以色列人有百多万。
There was like over a million Israelites back then.
再加埋牛羊马家禽猪牛等等嘅时候咧，有成好多好多嘅动物同埋人。
And there was a lack of farm animals following them.
有几多水至供应到呢大班嘅人咧？
So how much water is supplied do they need for all these men and animals?
有时我谂下，我哋每日饮两樽嘅水。
Sometimes I think we might drink 2 bottles of water a day.
如果咁样计嘅时候，百几万人每日起码系呢个二三百万只樽嘅水。
So for over a million people, you need about 3 million bottles of water.
呢百几万嘅人喺旷野里边。转来转去，转来转去，揾水揾咗三日。
So in the wilderness, they were wandering and trying to find water for 3 days.
系唔系？佢哋唔系做 workout.
They are not working out. They are not exercising and working out.
佢哋喺呢个嘅风沙，喺一个嘅好热嘅天气底下嚟揾呢个水源。
They were under the desert suns to try to look for water supply.
揾唔到，佢哋喺呢个旷野里边。嚟到笪地方叫做馬拉。
When they came to this place named Mara in the desert,
佢見到嘅時候見到嗰度有水啊。
And they saw some water.
成大班人一知道嗰度有水就湧過去。
When they saw water, all of them went over to that place.
水啊水啊水啊！
So they were yelling water, water, water.
一飲第一口嘅時候，哇！
And then.They reacted after the first sip of water.
苦的
It was bitter.
好难饮
It was so hard to drink.
点解啲水库可能里边系有好多嘅矿物质
？Because there might be a lack of minerals in the water, so the water became bitter.
有好多人可能你都谂到话，哦，呢啲水库啫嘛，我四周围掘井咧，睇下可能掘出嚟嘅水可能甜啲咧咁样。
They might think what this part. This water might be bitter, but we can try to dig some wells and hopefully we can find some good water.
一样掘出嚟嘅水都系苦。
So whatever they dug out, all the waters were bitter.
百几万嘅人口渴、疲倦，同埋再加上失望。
They were all tired and thirsty for all these millions of people, and they were disappointed.
佢就指住摩西。
And they were pointing at Moses.
你谂下个情景，百几万人指住你
，over a million people are pointing their finger at you，
用手指督住你啊
，they were finger pointing way at you，
好恐怖啊
，was such a scary sight。
摩西系领袖
，Moses was the leader，
所以做领袖嘅时候唔系一件容易嘅事
，it's not easy to be a leader，
系一件好恐怖嘅事
，it's something to be fearful。
当你所带领嘅或者你个会众。你都系督住指住你嘅时候，你感到好心惊。
When all your followers were pointing their fingers at you, you would become scared.
所以要求教会里边做领袖最紧要系背脊要厚。
So you have to have a thick back while if you are our church's leaders.
能够受得到人哋嘅督住。
You can handle the finger pointings.
当摩西受到呢个以色列嘅埋怨嘅时候，佢所做嘅事就系向神嚟到呼求。
When Moses faced the complaining of his people, the only thing he did was to pray for God, to pray to God.
神亦都系指示摩西一件好特别嘅事情做。
And God instructed something special for Moses to do.
叫摩西斩咗棵树。
God told Moses to chop down a tree.
将一棵树抌喺个水里边。
And throw the tree into the water.
然之后啲水就变翻可以饮。
And the water became drinkable.
如果我哋翻译嘅时候，就叫啲水系变咗甜啊。
The translation says the water became sweet.
神之后就教导呢班以色列人。
After then, God talked to Israelites.
他特别讲到说，若果你留意听我的说话，
so you have to listen obediently to my words.
有行我眼中看为正的事，
and obey my commandments and the things that are righteous in my eyes.
留心听我的诫命。
Listen to my commandments.
守我一切的律例的时候。
And keep all my laws.
我就不会将一切的疾病都是放在你们身上边。
I will not bring all these diseases upon you.
换一个说话来讲，如果以色列人违背神，有咩后果呢？
In other words, if the Israelites do not obey God, what would be the result?
尼未记系26:16里边讲到话，神会命定惊惶，叫眼目干嫩、精神消耗嘅痨病、热病嚟克制佢哋。
In Leviticus chapter 26, verse 16, it says, I will bring on you sudden terror, wasting disease and fever, that will destroy your sight and sap your strength.
在圣经当中，医治这个 healing 这个的英文字或者希伯来文字有特别的含义在里面。
In the Bible, there's a special meaning on the word healing.
是不单止是医治身体的疾病，
Not only is healing your physical body，
不单止是医治心灵的创伤，
Not only healing your broken heart，
也都包括是灵性的医治，
But it also heal your spirit，
去医治我们因痛苦所带来一切的伤害，
It heals all the pains that brought upon us by our disappointment。
如果我们将这个字更深的来发掘的时候，我们看到这个医治就是恢复或者复原。
If you look deeper into the meaning of healing, it means to restore or to make whole.
复原。
To make whole again.
神讲话，我是你的医生，我是你的医治者。
God says, I'm your doctor, I'm your healer.
我是复原你，将你还原回你是走错路，或者是这个的是做错事，将你带回回正路。
I will restore you, I will bring you back from the path that you were wandering into.
这个字在旧约圣经里面出现大约67次。
In the Old Testament, this word appear about 67 times.
这个字不单只是医治我们的疾病。
Not only it heal our disease.
在旧约圣经里面特别讲到是医治背道的罪。
In the Old Testament, it also mentioned to heal when you were against the law.
也都讲到是神是医治这个地土。
And it will also heal the ground.
使这个地土继续的来到是生长这个植物。
And so the ground can replenish and grow vegetation again.
但当我们是今天是来思想耶和华是我们的医治者或者是医生的时候，有什么特别的意思在当中？
What's the special meaning when we meditate on God is our doctor, our healer?
起码是有三方面的意思在我们思想。
There are three areas that we want to meditate on.
第一方面就思想到神是我们医治者，是表示到是神那个宽容和忍耐。
And the first we'll think of God's patience and long suffering for us.
第二方面，我哋思想到神嘅医治就系呢个预表到主耶稣基督十字架上边嘅救赎。
And it was predicting when Jesus went on the cross for us for our salvation.
第三方面，我哋会稍微少少咁样牵涉到究竟我哋嘅疾病同埋我哋嘅罪有咩特别嘅关系。
And we'll go into a little bit on the sickness and sin's relationship on us.
首先我们看看神 在我们的医生所表露的个性情。
Let's first meditate on God's characteristic on his staff.
在圣经里面特别是讲到一个的字叫做宽容忍耐。
In the Bible, we call this a special word as long suffering and patience.
在英文，在中文里面很难翻译。
It's difficult to translate into Chinese.
在英文或者这个的希腊文里面是有两个不同的字。
In English or in Greek, there are two words.
呢两个唔同嘅字好多时候喺圣经里边系交替咁嚟翻译。
And these two words were interchangeable in the Bible。
而翻译出嚟嘅就一个叫做 long suffering。
And the first word we'll look into is the word long suffering。
一个叫做系 patience。
And the other word is patience。
Long suffering 系包括 patience。
And the word long suffering included suffering。
我哋当睇呢个字嘅时候，我哋睇到 long suffering 就话系，如果我哋用广东话就系顶心顶肺，你猛系激我嘅时候咧，我都系忍受到得到呢个 long suffering。
Long suffering it means that whenever I was being attacked, I will endure it。
呢个 long suffering 亦都系表示到喺呢个嘅诗篇。是这个的145篇8节里面我们很熟悉的就是耶和华有恩惠有怜悯不轻易发怒大有慈爱。
And in Psalm it was over, the Bible recorded God is patience, God is love.
整本圣经是描写到神那个的恩惠那个慈爱那个怜悯。
In the whole Bible, we call it God's grace and God's love and kindness.
特别是他对待以色列人那个的包容。
Especially how he treated the Israelites.
他容让以色列人多次多次的来到是顶撞。
He endured the offense by the Israelites time and time again.
他的慈爱不断不断的来到向他们是施法。
His love and patience were upon them time and time again.
亦都去容让人类不断不断嘅喺度继续嘅犯罪，虽然佢系猛系呢个嘅预表到话我嘅审判将会嚟到。
And he let people on this world continue to sin, even though he has already told us his judgment will come upon us one day.
所以彼得在这里特别是讲到就说是主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是淡然了，其实不是淡然，是宽容，是宽容忍耐，我们不愿有一人沉沦，因为他愿意人人都悔改。
So Peter told us a lot of people thought God's promise was in slowness, but instead he is patient with usHe just does not want anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
当神向以色列人讲，我是你的医生的时候，
When God told Israelites, I am your doctor.
纵然他要求以色列人是要顺服，是要听他的说话。
He want the Israelites to obey him.
但因为他说我是你医生，纵然你不听，纵然你会是受到很多苦，但我一样来到是医治你。
But I'm your doctor. Even though you are against me, and you do not listen to me, I will still continue to heal you.
神喺当中表露嘅就系对以色列人个宽容忍耐。
And this shows God's long suffering and patience to the Israelites.
我哋基督徒
，for us Christians，
当我哋信咗耶稣之后
，after we came to the Lord，
我哋有冇神呢个嘅宽容忍耐？
Do we have God's long suffering and patience?
在圣经里面字眼的时候，如果我们 是研究深入一点的时候，就是好一点很有兴趣 的发现。
We'll find a lot of interesting things in each of the Bible's words when we dig deep into it.
我们知道在加拉太书里面圣灵所结的果子有九种。
From the book of Galatians, there are nice spiritual fruits that we can look into.
第四种是忍耐。
The fourth word is patience.
有圣经译本是译做 patience.
Some Bible version translate that as patience.
这个就是一个 ESV 和一个 NASB， 你们是 North American Standard Bible， 他们译了这个的忍耐。
And it's being translated into patience.
King James Version 呢，亦做 long suffering.
But in King James Bible, it translated into long suffering.
当我们是成为基督徒的时候，我们有神的性情，这个性情这个忍耐是赐给我们的时候，我们可不可以学习到这个神那个的忍耐？
When we became Christians, God gave us his characteristic to us, so can we learn to be patient?
这个忍耐就是有爱有怜悯，不轻易发怒。
That is to love and kindness and slow to anger.
我曾经经历过教会很多很多的纠纷。
I've experienced a lack of struggles in churches.
很多纷争到很离谱的情况都发生。
Sometimes the situation became now really bad.
但如果我们每个人都有一个的宽容忍耐的时候，很多不如意、不和平和很争吵的事情都会成为过去。
But if each one of us has long suffering and patience, all the conflicts will become a thing in the past.
我想现代人都会有很多经历。
In modern times, we have a lot of this experience.
你揸住个手机。
You're holding onto your cell phone.
你 text 一个嘅人。
You send out a text message.
每个人当你是 send text 的时候呢，你都会立刻说那个人立刻会是要 respond 我的。
Most people when they send out a text message, they expect an immediate response from the other.
或者我 send 个 email 给你，你立刻你要 respond 给我，收到了我知道我有怎样来是回应。
Or when we send out email, we expect immediate response, so I know what to do next.
我们现代人的心急和这个的不忍耐就表现在我们日常的生活上面。
So, in our daily lives, we have experienced so much impatience.
但神在这里教导我们，我是你的医治者，你要明白，你要领会到我的宽容和忍耐。
But God here teaches us to be long-suffering and patient.
在这里的时候，保罗教导我们说，不要叫圣灵担忧，你们现时受了印记，等候得赎的日子来到，一切的苦毒因着不忍耐，是愤恨、扬闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒都要从我们中间来到除掉。
And here Paul teaches us, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of GodWith whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, growling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you.
如果你每个人都是有宽容忍耐，这个世界会变到不一样。
If you have forgiveness and patience, this world will not be the same.
整个教会会继续的向前走。
And all the churches will move forward.
神医治我们。
God heal us.
他的医治那个特性就表露在他的宽容忍耐上面。
God's special characteristic.
我们每个是。
In his patience.
我们每一个受到医治的人，我们在我们生命和生活上面会不会表现到神这个特性在那边？
All those of us who are being healed, can we live our daily lives in this special character?
第二点我们看到是主耶稣这个的神的医治是预表到耶稣基督的十字架上面救赎。
And the second thing we want to look into is the salvation of Jesus being nailed on the cross.
当摩西向神呼求的时候，神叫摩西做一件特别的事情。
When Moses called out to God for help, God gave him a special instruction.
你那里斩棵树，抌落水那里。
Chop down a tree and throw that into the water.
在这里的时候，当我们读圣经的时候，我们读中文圣经就树。
In the Chinese Bible, it says a tree.
如果你读其他的译本的时候，译作是木头。
In other version, it says a piece of wood.
究竟是树还是木头？
So, did you chop down a tree or a piece of wood?
我们有一本的叫做七十士译本，不知道大家有没有听过这本的圣经。七十士译本就是在大约在这个的公元前300年左右，就以色列受到这个的希腊帝国来统治。
And there's a version of the scripture was over 350 years before Christ that was written by the Israelites.
当时的皇帝呢就向这个以色列受统治的以色列的十二个支派发出个命令。
At that time, the king sent out a decree to the 12 tribes for the Israelites.
他说你每个支派派出六个人出来。
Each of your tribes sent out six people.
这六个是文士或者拉比。
They are scholars or rabbis.
然后将你们的旧约的希伯来文的圣经翻译成为希列文。
Translating your Bible into Greek.
这72个文士或拉比就集体的来将旧约圣经翻译。
So these 72 scribes translated the Bible into Greek.
这本希列文的旧约圣经就在耶稣基督那时候就非常流行。
And this version of the Old Testament was popular in Jesus' time.
因为当时希列文化已经深入影响到每个人的生活。
Because at that time, the Greek culture were very popular into everybody's life.
在当中发现到很奇怪的事情发生。
And something strange happened.
这七十二个文士，他不知道耶稣基督300年之后耶稣基督的出现。
These 72 scribes, they didn't know 300 years later Jesus would come.
当他们翻译到出埃及记15章26节这里的时候，将这个的树或木头的时候，他用一个希腊文的这个文字是表达出来。
So when they came into this passage, they didn't know what to use the word tree or wood into their word.
你会这个希腊文的文字有什么意思？
What is that the meaning in the in
这个希腊文的文字是这个有三种的意思在里面。
In Greek there are three meanings.
第一个意思是木头。
First is a piece of wood.
所以有些旧约圣经有些这个ESV 等等圣经译成木头。
So some versions of the Bible translated into a piece of wood.
第二个意思就是树。
The second meaning is a tree.
So NIV 译做树，亦都啱。
So NIV translated that into the word tree, so that's correct also.
第三个意思仲更加系漂亮，我用一个字眼 beautiful.
And there's a beautiful translation on the third meaning.
呢个字系咩意思？就话系十字架形状嘅木。
And it's a cross shape, a piece of wood.
当你是研究这个的圣经里面文字的时候，你就知道神在当中来到在这个翻译的人的心里面是动工作。
So when you dig deep into God's word, you will see God's spirit was working on those translators.
公元之前300年耶稣基督还没出现。
300 years before Christ, long before Jesus came.
这七十二个文士或者拉比，他就将这个的是神耶和华医治这个木头，就用这个很特别的希腊文来表示出来。
Then 72 scribes use this special word to describe God's healing.
所以在这个的彼得前书第二章第24节，彼得这样讲。
So in First Peter, chapter 2, Peter says,
耶稣基督被挂在木头上。
He himself was hanged on the cross.
这个木头这个字就是摩西是将这个柏树斩落抌落水这个木头这个字。
The piece of wood was that Moses chopped down and threw into the water.
亲身担当我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。
所以took away our sins and died for us.
因他受的鞭伤，我们得到医治。
Because of the suffering he bore, we became healed.
旧约出埃及记里面的木头就是新约耶稣基督跨在上面的十字架。
In the Old Testament, that piece of wood is the cross that Jesus nailed on in the New Testament.
旧约里面出埃及记里面神话我是你的医治者，用的树是扔在水里面叫水来复原，就是新约里面 在十字架上面为我承担罪的耶稣基督去赦免我们的罪。
In the Old Testament that tree that was thrown into the water to save you is the cross that in the New Testament where Jesus was born。
耶稣基督在十字架上面救恩就是赦免医治我们。
When Jesus was in the cross, to die for us, that is his healing for us.
在以赛亚书里面讲到他担当我们的忧患或者亦做疾病。
And also he took up our sickness.
他担当我们的痛苦。
And bore our sorrow.
他为我们的过犯受害。
And he was paid for our transgressions.
为我们的罪孽是受到压伤。
And he was crushed because of our iniquities.
摩西向神呼求，神就赐给棵树。
When Moses called out to God, God gave him a tree.
在新约的时候，所有的门徒向当时的人呼求，说你们凡求告主的名必然得救。
And in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, when the disciples call to the people, whenever you ask for God's help, God will hear and give unto you.
得救里面的这个字的意思就是拯救、医治、释放。
And the word Savior also means heal and deliver.
十字架上面救赎要我们向神来到呼求。
The salvation of the cross asks us to call out to God.
十字架上面那个医治要我们向神来到呼求。
The healing of the cross requires us to call out for God.
我们每个人一生就好像以色列人当时是经历到在需要的旷野上面一样。
In all our lives, we experience that just like in the wilderness in Shur at that time.
我们都会曾经或者现在是到处来碰壁。
We have experienced or even now we have faced our wars.
我们曾经或者现在经历到这个风暴。
We may be in the storm of our lives.
我们一生充满了这个的创伤。
There are a lot of pains in our lives.
疾病、痛苦。
Sickness and pain.
软弱。
And our weakness.
耶稣十字架就要释放我们。
And Jesus delivered us from in the cross.
主耶稣十字架是要医治我们。
He healed us in the cross.
如果主耶稣十字架能够承担，能够医治整个人类的疾病和痛苦，他都医治到我们个人的痛苦。
In the cross, if Jesus can take up all this suffering and pain of the world, he can also heal us.
使徒行传二章里面二十一节说，凡求告主名的必然得到医治。
Acts chapter 2 told us, whoever asks for, whoever call upon the name of the Lord will be saved.
凡求告主名的必然得到拯救。
Whoever call on his name, the name of the Lord will be saved.
凡求告主名的必然得到释放。
And all those call upon his name will be delivered.
时间关系的时候，我是 skip 了第三点。
Because of the time factor, I'm skipping the third point.
我想一个的用一个故事来结尾。
I want to conclude with a story.
这个是真人真事。
And this is a real life story.
一本书是叫做是彩虹走出彩这个雨后的彩虹。
And that's a book called The Rainbow After the Storm.
不知道大家有没有看过这本书。
I don't know if you have read this book.
一个 subtitle 就是副题目就叫做是走出丧亲的痛哀痛踏上乖怀路的故事。
And then the subtitle of this book is Walk Through the Grief and Bereavement, Help Care with the Others.
作者现在生活在香港那里。
The writer is living in Hong Kong now.
在1989年，这个作者 係失去咗佢嗰個好心愛嘅丈夫。
In 1989, she lost her beloved husband.
呢個作者當佢丈夫死之後，佢個心裏邊好多嘅怨恨。
There was a lack of anger in her heart after her husband died.
佢怪責神，話點解你使到我嘅丈夫係死亡？
She was angry at God. She was blaming God for taking away her husband.
點解你唔將你嘅恩典憐憫係賜過俾我哋
？Why is your grace not upon us？
喺嗰時候能夠唯一支持佢又生活落去嘅就係嗰個嘅女。
The only thing that's keeping her living her life was her daughter.
但係不幸嘅事。相繼咁樣發生。
But unfortunately, things keep happening.
五年之內，佢呢個唯一嘅女，唯一嘅精神支柱，突然間喺一日之間，係患咗一種好特別嘅病。
And within 5 years, this doctor who was her spiritual support had an unusual disease.
喺1994年嘅時候，佢個女又亦都係離開咗佢。
And her daughter.Her daughter passed away in 1994.
十年之内，这个妇人失去了她的丈夫，失去了她所依靠、所精神的支柱，她的女儿。
Within 10 years, she lost her beloved husband and also lost her daughter, which is her spiritual support.
她的内心那个痛苦是不能够怎样的形容。
And no words can describe the pain in her heart.
在书里面他曾经这样写到
In her book, this is what she wrote.
他说他曾经写信给他在天堂的丈夫
She wrote letters to her husband in heaven.
写出他怎样的是怀念他和纪念每个过往的生活
And she wrote to him, describe about how much she missed him and how much she missed the life they had together.
也都写信给她的女儿。
And she wrote letters also to her daughter.
女儿你好吗？妈妈好挂念你。
My dear little girl, I miss you so much.
他都收集了一些的信件是他的女儿曾经写信给他天堂的爸爸
And she collected letters that her daughter wrote to her husband which, and that was,
在整本书里面他描写到自己那个伤痛在内心里面那个很多的怨恨很多的苦毒
And she described in her book how much was her anger and was her bitterness in her heart
她在信仰裡面掙扎
She was describing her struggles in her letters
神就在裡面在她心裡面動工作
And God working in her heart
神沒有叫她的丈夫是突然間復活
God did not resurrect her husband
亦都沒有叫她女兒是翻山
And did not bring her daughter back
就是改变这个妇人的心
But he changed her heart
在她心里面改变她使她明白使她来到是知道这个神的感受到神的爱仍然关顾她
God changed her and let her feel that God's love is still with her
在她本书里面她这么写
In the book this is what she wrote
我也都想到不幸的事情已经发生了
I knew the tragic had happened.
苦难已经临到我身上边。
Suffering has came upon me.
是否我仍然要哀伤自怜，或者系自己埋怨，都喺埋怨当中系过日子咧？
So I keep living in that while complaining about life.
我一个有信仰嘅人。
I have a person of faith.
我知道自己生命系主耶稣基督救赎过嚟。
I know my life was a grace and saved by God.
我都曾经读过是昔日在圣经里面约伯受苦，而他在当中生活当中怎样荣耀神。
I have read in the past about the suffering of Job and how he glorified God.
我都明白到神的儿子耶稣基督也都为到我这受苦来到是死。
And I understand the Son of God suffered for me and died for me.
我現在所受的苦, 我相信神有祂的心意在裡面。
I believe that God's will is in my suffering.
因此我不再問為什麼,
So I no longer ask why.
而是我求神是給我力量來度過每日。
But to ask God to give me strength to live my life.
讓我明白到我應該在每日當中怎樣的生活來榮耀祂。
Let me know how to live each day to glorify God.
這位婦人經歷過丈夫的喪失和兒女的死亡。
She had experienced the loss of her husband and her daughter.
神在她心裡醫治祂。
God healed her within her heart.
她再次勇敢地站起來。
So she stand up courageously.
成為香港世界宣明會其中一位很有出名的義工。
And she became a famous volunteer in the Hong Kong chapters of World Vision.
她用她曾經經歷過的痛苦和這個傷心來幫助有需要的人。
She helped others with her experience of suffering.
她的痛苦、她的傷心就成為別人的祝福。
And her broken heart and her suffering became others' blessings.
神教導我們祂是我們的醫治者。
God taught us He is our healer.
祂的醫治出乎我們意料之外。
His healing is not is something that we cannot fully understand.
祂的恢復是使到我們整個心靈是來到是改變過來。
He restored our hearts and changed us.
當你的心靈改變過來，你所看的東西是完全不同。
When God changed your heart, your vision and what you see is are totally different.
你不會再看這個疾病。
You will no longer look at disease.
你不會再問為什麼。
You will no longer ask why.
你而是再問就說，神，給我力量，我能夠是做到什麼事能夠榮耀你。
You will ask God for His strength and ask how I can glorify you.
求神帮助我们了解祂的心意。
May God help us understand His will.
祂藉着诸般的事来教导我们。
Through all things, He teach us a lesson.
甚至是疾病，祂都会可以用这个不好的东西来使到我们成长。
He can even use sickness and other bad things to help us grow.
我知道我们当中曾经有人患过很重的疾病。
And among us, some of us may have suffered a serious illness.
但我们不再问为什么。
But we no longer ask why.
问说，神啊，给我力量，给我恩典，以致我在你生被赐给我日子里面，我怎样的来荣耀你。
But ask God to give us the strength and wisdom to live our lives in your glory.
最后带到祈祷。
Let us pray.
耶稣，我们感谢你。
Jesus, I want to give you our thanksgiving.
因为你在十字架上面为我们死。
Because you died for us in the cross.
你为我们是救赎我们。
You gave us salvation.
你赐下你的恩典怜悯。
You gave us your grace and your faith.
帮助我们更深明了你是我们的医治者。
Let us understand more that you are our healer.
你在我们的心灵的深处里面来抚摸我们。
You draw deep into our hearts and touch us.
是医治我们。
To heal us.
带领我们向你呼求。
And bring us to call out to you.
带领我们明白你在每件的事上面的心意。
And to lead us to understand your will in everything.
开我们的心继续的信服。
Let our hearts continue to obey you.
继续的来到是信服你在我们面前的那个带领。
To continue to follow you with obedience.
赐给我们力量。
Give us strength.
怜悯我们。赐下你的恩典。
And give us your grace.
奉你的名祈祷。
In your name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.